Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul and all that is within us. Bless your holy and bless your holy and your righteous name, most gracious and most heavenly Father. We come with an attitude of gratitude on this morning, thanking you for another opportunity, Father, to live, to serve. Thank you, Father, for your grace, your mercies, and your provisions. Father God, as we come, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission, and we just want to bless you, Father, for your kindness unto us day by day and morning by morning. We thank you for new mornings, that new mercies that we see on this morning. We thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and to declare that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it most definitely will not come to pass. Thank you, Father. Lord, we ask that you will bless our services on today, Father God, wherein you might receive all of the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Father, we ask that you will bless your people today, that they might be edified through the enrichment of your word that never returns into your void, but always accomplishes everything that you have sent it forth to do. We say thank you. So now, Father, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it, and we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, your love, and your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Excuse me. Excuse me. Top of the morning to you and you and to you. Welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we rejoice in this another day that the Lord he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. I am your host on this morning, Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. If this is your first time to our platform, and we want to welcome you and encourage you that you have come to the right place at the right time. Why? Because Jesus Christ is here and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. We are his people. This is his service. Amen. And we come to lift him up. Amen. So please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you'll come back and visit with us again. The first time we call you visitor, the second time we call you friend. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at this hour, and then we're back at 12 o'clock on Sundays. Amen. And so we serve a hot breakfast, your spiritual breakfast, a breakfast for champions every morning, and we've been doing this faithfully for the last 10 years and 9 months. Amen. And so we give God praise, glory, and honor. So we pray that you have brought your Bibles, notebooks, pads, amen, to receive what the Lord is about to say to us on this day. We want you to know that our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdom leadership. You can learn more about our ministry at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And so we're just a group of people that love the Lord. Amen. We are God chasers. Amen. And to God be all the praise, glory, and honor. We pray that everybody else is doing good, all of our prayer partners. Amen. We pray that everybody's excited today. It's one more day that the Lord has given us. And time is precious. Amen. And so we thank God for it, and his will being done in and through our lives and whatever state we find ourselves. Amen. Glory be to God. We can give God some praise, honor, and glory, because he would not have brought us to it if he did not intend to take us through it. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. Today, amen, we are going to Pastor gives a chance to sit back today. I look forward to opportunities when I can just sit back, amen, hallelujah, and be fed, hallelujah. And so we want to thank God, amen, for our dear sister, amen, who has come to prepare herself to bring us a word on this morning. Amen. When I think about this young lady, amen, I consider her to be a very enthusiastic evangelist. Amen. She is positively locked into the truth and the power of God's word. Amen. She is faithful and she is committed to the cause of promoting the Lord and his kingdom. Amen. And so we thank God for her. At this time, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others, amen, our minister, Tanya Norwood, out of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, amen, that we might receive her this morning, amen, for her grace and for her abilities. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Sister Norwood, God bless you. Amen. And the floor is yours.
Good morning, Pastor Bradford. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. It is so good to be with all of you this morning. Truly, Pastor, we are a group of people who love the Lord, and I know I'm a God chaser. Hallelujah. Let's just look to the Lord. Father, I just thank you for this morning that you kept good close watch over us and invited us into this day, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, God, for this appointed time to just share the good news, the gospel, what you have given me for your precious people. Give us ears to hear and then a heart to do. In Jesus' name, amen. So this morning, my scriptures that I read, I'll be reading from the Living Bible paraphrase, and my husband, Jerome, he gave me this Bible Christmas of 2017. And as I prepared and I was putting everything together, the Lord impressed upon me that I should share with you about paraphrased. So from the front of the book, the Bible, in his paraphrase of the Living Bible paraphrase, Kenneth N. Taylor writes, "In this wonderful day of many translations and revisions, we can greet another new one with either dread or joy. Dread that people will become confused, or joy that some will understand more perfectly what the Bible is talking about. We choose the way of joy. For each new presentation of God's word will find its circle, large or small, of those to whom it will minister strength and blessing. To paraphrase is to restate something in different words than the author used, normally with the goal of clarifying the meaning of what was originally communicated. This book is a paraphrase of the Old and New Testaments. Its purpose is to say exactly as possible what the writers of the scripture meant and to say it simply, expanding where necessary to promote a clear understanding for the modern reader. If this paraphrase helps to simplify the deep and often complex thoughts of the Word of God, and if it makes the Bible easier to understand and follow, deepening the Christian lives of its readers and making it easier for them to follow the Lord, then the book has achieved its goal. In order for us to do anything, we must have an understanding of what it is that we are doing. My bishop often says that we must know the intent of a thing, or abuse or misuse can occur." And so this morning in the New Testament, in the book of Jude, which is right before Revelations at the very back of the Bible. The chapter reminds me of Cliff's Notes, and that's where you do a brief review of a book or a play. So Jude 7, because it's just one book, a very short book, but you want to get a snapshot of some really powerful things in the Bible that you really, really want to be aware of, go to Jude. So Jude 7 says, "And don't forget the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighboring towns, all full of lust of every kind, including lust of men for other men. Those cities were destroyed by fire and continue to be a warning to us that there is a hell in which sinners are punished." Genesis chapter 18, verse 20. "So the Lord told Abraham, 'I have heard that the people of Sodom and Gomorrah are utterly evil and that everything they do is wicked.'" Verse 21, "I'm going down to see whether these reports are true or not, then I will know." And now I want to read in your hearing the story, Genesis chapter 19, verses 1 to 30. "That evening, the two angels came to the entrance of the city of Sodom, and Lot was sitting there as they arrived. When he saw them, he stood up to meet them and welcomed them. 'Sirs,' he said, 'come to my home as my guests for the night. You can get up as early as you like and be on your way.' 'Oh, no thanks,' they said. 'We'll just stretch out here along the street.' But he was very urgent until at last they went home with him. And he set a great feast before them, complete with freshly baked unleavened bread. After the meal," verse 4, "as they were preparing to retire for the evening, the men of the city," yes, Sodomites, "young and old from all over the city, surrounded the house and shouted to Lot, 'Bring out those men to us so we can rape them.' Lot stepped outside to talk to them, shutting the door behind him. 'Please, fellows,' he begged, 'don't do such a wicked thing. Look, I have two virgin daughters, and I'll surrender them to you as you wish. But leave these men alone, for they are under my protection.' 'Stand back,' they yelled. 'Who do you think you are? We let this fellow settle among us, and now he tries to tell us what to do? We'll deal with you far worse than with those other men.' And they lunged at Lot and began breaking the door down. But the two men reached out and pulled Lot in and bolted the door and temporarily blinded the men of Sodom so they couldn't find the door. 'What relatives do you have here in the city?' the men asked. 'Get them out of this place, son-in-laws, sons, daughters, and anyone else, for we will destroy this city completely. The stench of the place has reached to heaven, and God has sent us to destroy it.' So Lot rushed out to tell his daughters, fiancés, 'Quick, get out of the city, for the Lord is going to destroy it.' But the young men looked at him as though he had lost his senses. At dawn the next morning, the angels became urgent. 'Hurry,' they said to Lot, 'take your wife and your two daughters who are here and get out while you can, or you will be caught in the destruction of the city.' When Lot hesitated, the angel seized his hand and the hands of his wife and two daughters and rushed them to safety outside the city, for the Lord was merciful. 'Flee for your lives,' the angel told him, 'and don't look back. Escape to the mountains. Don't stay down here on the plain or you will die.' 'Oh, no, sir, please,' Lot begged. 'Since you have been so kind to me and saved my life and you have granted me such mercy, let me flee to that little village over there instead of into the mountains, for I fear disaster in the mountains. See, the village is close by and is just a small one. Please, please, let me go there instead. Don't you see how small it is? My life will be saved.' 'All right,' the angel said, 'I accept your proposition and won't destroy that little city. But hurry, for I can do nothing until you get there.' From that time on, that village was named Zoar, meaning little city. The sun was rising as Lot reached the village. The Lord rained down fire and flaming tar from heaven upon Sodom and Gomorrah and utterly destroyed them. all along with the other cities and villages of the plain, eliminating all life, people, plants, and animals alike. But Lot's wife looked back as she was following along behind him and became a pillar of salt. This morning, I want to share several points that were impressed upon me as I read this portion of scripture in my devotions recently when we were down in Ocean City, New Jersey, and I was just doing my devotions. You know, no matter where we go, we don't take a break from the Lord, and so we were in a quaint inn, and I woke up early, no alarm clock, the Lord will wake you up, and I went and sat on the porch. It was just so serene and peaceful, and I started to do my devotions, and as I started to do my devotions, the Lord started speaking to me, and I said to the innkeeper, do you have a pen? And I started to pen, and I just tucked it away, and when Pastor asked me to minister a word, the Lord said, this is the word. And so I began to work upon it. So, again, this morning I want to share some points that were impressed upon me as that I did my devotions that morning. The first impression is that in this story, when the men came, the Sodomites came for the men that Lot was hosting, there was no reasoning with them. There was absolutely no reasoning with them. As they were preparing to retire for the night, the men of the city, yes, Sodomites, young and old, from all over the city, surrounded the house and shouted to Lot, bring out those men so that we can rape them. And then Lot stepped outside to talk to them, shutting the door behind him. Please, fellows, he begged, don't do such a wicked thing. Look, I have two virgin daughters, and I'll surrender them to you to do as you wish. But leave these men alone, for they are under my protection. Stand back, they yelled. Who do you think you are? We let this fellow settle among us, and now he tries to tell us what to do. We'll deal with you far worse than those other men. And they lunged at Lot and began breaking down the door. So, again, my first impression, there was no reasoning with them. Isaiah 1, verse 18 says, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Have you ever dealt with people and there's no reasoning with them? They just dig their heels in. A friend of mine said her coworker once asked her, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Truth be told, most people want to be right. Truth be told, most Christians want to be right. Sometimes there's no reasoning with Christians. They want what they want. They think what they think, have been hurt or offended, even though God's word tells us not to take up an offense. Righteousness and God's ways oftentimes go right out of the window. I know my husband and I went to Christian counseling a little while ago, and the counselor said that he really appreciated Jerome and I, and I inquired. I asked him why. He said, because although I am a Christian counselor and people who come through these doors are Christians, they don't want to do the word. You and your husband recognize that there are some things that need to be addressed, and you want to do the word, and you are willing to do the word. 1 Corinthians 13:5 says, love does not demand its own way. It is not irritable or touchy. It does not hold grudges and will hardly even notice when others do it wrong. Philippians chapter 3, verses 15 through 19, Paul speaking, he says, I hope all of you who are mature Christians will see eye to eye with me on these things. And if you disagree on some point, I believe God will make it plain to you if you fully obey the truth you have. Dear brothers, pattern your lives after mine and notice who else lives up to my example. For I have told you often before, and I say it again now with tears in my eyes, there are many who walk along the Christian road who are really enemies of the cross of Christ. Future is eternal loss, for their God is their appetite. They are proud of what they should be ashamed of, and all they think about is this life here on earth. 1 Timothy 6, verses 20 through 21 says, keep out of foolish arguments with those who boast of their knowledge and thus prove their lack of it. Some of these people have missed the most important thing in life. They don't know God. My first impression, there was no reasoning with them. My second impression, God always reaches for us. Genesis 19, 10 and 11 says, but the two men reached out and pulled Lot in and bolted the door and temporarily blinded the men of Sodom so they couldn't find the door. God will temporarily blind, cause people or situations not to harm or hurt us in the very moment of imminent danger. Imminent danger is immediate, serious risk of death or serious physical harm. I know it's real. I was in college, and I was dating a guy, and he was a much older guy, and it was going very sideways, and I was fearful. And there was a little, looked like a police station, and I had made up my mind that I was going to go over there. That's how fearful I was. But I was taught, train up a child in the way that you would have them to go. And in my dorm room, I got on my knees morning after morning, and I asked God to help me out of that situation that I had got myself into. And I came out of my dorm that morning that I had decided to go over to that police station, and he was sitting in his truck. And he called me over to the truck, and I went, and I was scared. And he said to me, he said, I don't know why. He said, but I'm going to leave you alone. I knew why, because I had prayed. And God will. He will. He absolutely will help us, pull us, reach. He will always reach for us and help us. 1 Corinthians 10, 13 says, this is the King James Version, there have no temptation taken you, but such is common to men. But God is faithful, yes, he is, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. The Living Bible paraphrase says it this way, but remember this, the wrong desires that come into your life aren't anything new and different. Many others have faced exactly the same problems before you, and no temptation is irresistible. You can trust God to keep you from the temptation. You can trust God to keep the temptation from becoming so strong that you can't stand up against it, for he has promised this and will do what he says. He will show you how to escape temptation's power so that you can bear it patiently against it. My second impression, God will always reach for us. My third impression, God will alert us. Genesis 19:12. What relatives do you have here in the city? The men ask, get them out of this place, son-in-laws, daughters, and anyone else. Genesis 19:13. For we will destroy the city completely. The stench of the place has reached to heaven, and God has sent us to destroy it. An alert. To warn someone of danger, threat, or problem, typically with the intention of having it avoided or dealt with. How often are we alerted? A sermon message where God speaks through the pastor to us, a friend with a bit of advice based upon an observation, a suggestion to us based upon things that we have shared with people. How often are we alerted? So again, my third observation, God will alert us. My fourth impression, we need to be obedient. Genesis 19:14. So Lot rushed out to tell his daughter's fiancés, quick, get out of the city, for the Lord is going to destroy it. But the young men looked at him as though he had lost his senses. Lot was obedient. He alerted them, get out. We need to be obedient to alerts, warnings given to us, and not blow them off or just outright reject them. My fourth impression, we need to be obedient. My fifth impression, urgency. Genesis 19, verse 15. At dawn the next morning, the angels became urgent. Hurry, they said to Lot, take your wife and your two daughters who are here and get out while you can, or you will be caught in the destruction. Question for you. Do you have a sense of urgency when God speaks? Fifth impression, urgency. My sixth impression, as I was doing my devotions and reading, we are not to hesitate. Genesis 19:16. When Lot hesitated, the angel seized his hand and the hands of his wife and two daughters and rushed them to safety outside the city, for the Lord was merciful. How often do we hesitate? A thought is dropped into our head or our spirit and we dismiss it. We are told to do something specifically and we delay in doing it, or we just don't do it at all. I heard a while ago, partial obedience is total disobedience. Thank God that he is merciful and that he will rush us to safety. It reminds me of someone that I knew living in California, and she was having trouble in her home. And our pastor called her and said, if you are going, go now. Her and her daughter, they left California immediately, and they came back to Jersey. And then 9/11 happened, and everything was shut down. Had she not left immediately, she would have been stuck in California in a volatile situation. Volatile, a situation that changes for the worse and can be violent. She heard the word, and she did not hesitate. We need to always be dialed in, to be tuned in to the voice of the Holy Spirit. This morning, my husband and I were talking, and he said the same thing, and it was just confirmation to me. We need to always be dialed in, tuned in to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and just as important, be ready, willing to move, to obey. The scriptures say, but the young man looked at Lot as though he had lost his senses, and it took me back to the day of Noah and the ark when he was alerting them, and they would not listen, and we know the flood came. My sixth impression, as I read, is we are not to hesitate. My seventh impression, follow instructions. Follow instructions, Genesis 19:17. Flee for your lives, verse 17. Flee for your lives, the angel told him, and don't look back. Genesis 19:26. But Lot's wife looked back as she followed along behind him and became a pillar of salt. How often do we not follow instructions? We must keep our eyes, our focus on where we are going, not on what we are leaving behind or where we are coming from. We all have a past. We all have a past. The Bible tells us to press, and I'm going to say continue to press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Follow instructions, my seventh impression. Eighth impression as I was reading that morning. Go where we are told to go initially. Go where God tells us to go initially. Genesis 19:17, the latter part, the angel said to Lot, escape to the mountains and don't stay down here on the plain or you will die. Lot did not want to go where he was told to go, and he explained why. Verses 18, he said, Oh, no, sirs, please, Lot begged, since you have been so kind to me and saved my life and you have granted me such mercy, let me flee to the little village over there instead of into the mountains, for I fear disaster in the mountains. See, the village is so close by and just a small one. Please, let me go there instead. Do you see how small it is? And my life will be saved. And Lot's proposition was accepted. Verse 21, all right, the angel said, I accept your proposition and won't destroy that little city. But hurry, for I can do nothing until you are there. From that time on, that village was named Zoar, meaning little city. And then I read to you that Sodom and Gomorrah was utterly destroyed. Verse 30, afterwards, after all of that, verse 30, Lot left Zoar, the little village, fearful of the people there, and went into the cave in the mountains with his two daughters. Lot ended up in the mountains where he was told to go initially in verse 17, escape to the mountains. So, you and I, how often do we not go where we are told to go? We go the roundabout way. We detour thinking our way is the best way. Where we are initially told to go is where we should go, because we always end up where God told us to go in the first place. God always knows the best place where we should be. And Jerome and I were talking about that this morning. So lastly, I want to conclude with just two scriptures. And the Lord took me to Hebrews. He took me to Hebrews chapter 5. And when he took me there, I was like, okay, but I'm not understanding, because this is not fitting with anything that I'm talking about that he's given me so far. But he just kept saying, share this with my people. And then this morning when I got up, he gave me another scripture to correlate. And so I'll read for you Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 to 14. He who have an ear, let him or her hear. As I did my devotions that morning, the Lord impressed upon me some things, okay? As you are spending your time in the presence of the Lord, he is impressing upon you things. We need to take in what he is saying. You have been Christians a long time now, and you ought to be teaching others, but instead you have dropped back to the place where you need someone to teach you all over again the very first principles in God's Word. You are like babies who can drink only milk, not old enough for solid food. And when a person is still living on milk, it shows he's very he isn't very far along in the Christian life and doesn't know much about the difference between right and wrong. He is still a baby Christian. You will never be able to eat solid spiritual food and understand the deeper things of God's Word until you become better Christians and learn right from wrong, practicing doing right. Key word there would be practicing. And I have I call her a friend, my sister friend, Elder Yolanda, at our church. And whenever she brings a word, she always says, and I have to be the bearer of the bad news. It's not the bad news. God wants us to grow up into our full salvation in Christ Jesus. He wants us to be maturing. He wants us to not only be hearers of the word, he wants us to be doers of the word, because he wants us to be victorious as we live the abundant life that he's called us to. And we cannot do that if we're still babes in Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, that's the love chapter. You want to know what real love is about? Read 1 Corinthians 13. Love hardly even notices when it's done wrong. It does not behave itself unseemingly. It is not rude. It is not irritable and touchy. Oh, love is very patient and kind. Read 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. I'm going to read verse 11 for you. It's like this. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child does. But when I became a man, my thoughts grew far beyond those of my childhood, and now I have put away childish things. And that's what God wants us to do. As we read our word, the B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth, as we read the Bible, as we study, meditate upon it, as we hide God's word in our heart first and foremost, that we might not sin against him, and then that we would observe to do it, as we study to show ourselves approved, study his word, study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word, then we will not be depressed, we will not be oppressed, we will be victors, we will live victorious, we will live the abundant life. You will radiate and illuminate his light in you and through you. When you show up, the atmosphere will shift. No matter what happens to you, you will give thanks, you will choose joy. Oh, that is not in and of ourselves. It is because we are living the word. It is because we are living the word, and we can live the word. There is nothing in the word, the Bible, that God asks us to do that we cannot do. Philippians 4:13 says we can do all things, not some things, not maybe. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Take heed lest destruction come. Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you for this word. I thank you for the word first for me and then for your precious children whom you love so much, your beloved, those who are your friends, the apple of your eye. I pray, Father, that the impressions you gave me will be impressions upon them, and you will impress upon them individually when they have their time with you so that they can live victorious, abundant lives and be living, breathing epistles representing you, representing you here in the earth as good ambassadors, understanding that Jesus is soon to come. Hallelujah, glory to God, and that you want us all to be with you in paradise. It is not your will that none should be lost to eternal damnation like Sodom and Gomorrah. We love you, Lord. I love you, and thank you, God, for the privilege and the opportunity to share your good news. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Bless the name of Jesus. Amen. We want to thank God this morning for those rich impressions. Amen. Based on the book of Genesis 19 and Jude 7. Amen. God always reaches for us and helps us. God will alert us. We need to be obedient and move with a sense of urgency. We are not to hesitate. We should follow instructions and go wherever we are told to go initially. Amen. That was a power-packed teaching on this morning. Amen. And we want to thank you, Minister Norwood. Amen. For studying to show yourself approved and really just speaking within your what was already in your heart and in your spirit. Amen. You were able to communicate without hesitation. And that's the difference when we preach out of our spirit. Amen. What's already in there where we have already made a deposit. Amen. So we want to thank God for you. Amen. And your faithfulness in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. In form of announcements, glory be to God. We're going to have our Minister Norwood come back. Amen. And take another minute or two and give us any announcements and updates. Let me let you do that first. And then I'll say whatever needs to be said. Okay, so if you have any announcements, Minister Norwood, please, at this time, feel free to share it.
Oh, good morning. So I really don't have any announcements because you're going to do an announcement, but I do want to say this. Last night, a rich panel discussion of VWC, our church, Victory in Christ Christian Center in Westville, New Jersey, our women's ministry did a real talk, and it was on Facebook and YouTube, and I would encourage everyone to go back and listen to it. All that we have lived through this last year and a half and continue to live through, it is weighty, and the people of God can be weighted down. but God says that his yoke is easy. And so in that discussion with Pastor, or two of our elders, and then the ministry director, they shared their personal struggles and how the Lord has helped them to navigate. And I will just say this, which is just so, so important. We can read the word, we can hear the word, but unless we do the word, and Pastor Aisha said last night, we have to have a balance. We're spiritual beings, so we use the spiritual peace, but we need the natural peace as well. Most of us just use the natural peace. We go to the hospital, we get the medicine, and we don't want to use the spiritual medicine. We need to use them in conjunction together, and then we will get well because we will be healed. So I would just encourage everyone, men alike, to go back and listen to that discussion. It was a rich discussion, a freeing discussion, a liberating discussion, a discussion that helps us to live in the fullness that we were called to live in, the abundant life. Thank you.
Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you. Amen, everyone. And that can be found on YouTube. Amen. Glory be to God. Real, relatable, relevant, real talk for women. Amen. Facebook and YouTube. Amen. So we want to thank God for you and for pastors Edmondson. Amen. And to God be all the praise, glory, and honor. Okay, a form of announcements. Okay, I've been sharing with you guys all week. Okay, the legitimacy of Legal Shield. Amen. The power of Legal Shield. All of the I didn't even share all of the benefits. I just gave you 101 reasons. I didn't give you all of them. I gave you a portion of them for time's sake. And because we love you, and we don't want anyone affiliated with this ministry to be in need and not have access to that and not know, and because we didn't share it with you. Now, if we share it with you and you decide not to, then that's on you. But for you to need it, and then for us to say we knew about it and never shared it with you, then shame on us. Okay, so our minister Norwood is an executive with this company for many, many years. I have been affiliated with this company for many, many years. And, you know, and it's about time. I don't really like to, I try to, you know, come in as Minister Norwood said, we need a balance. And I come in and I minister the word very rarely. I think this is the first time in 11 years I've ever really introduced anything, you know, other than the word. But actually, you know, this ties right into the word. This is necessary. This is a necessary service, not just for the body of Christ, but everybody needs to know about it. There's a few, several million people already that knows about and utilize this services, but there needs to be much, much more. See, and as a leader, I have a responsibility because this is a good thing. And so on Monday at 7:30, we are doing a Zoom presentation. The link is already going out to most of you. It's call me and we'll make sure that you get the link. If you're having complications with your internet, you know, we'll give you a telephone number to call in. Okay, Monday at 7:30, and we're asking you to come in. Our minister Norwood is going to do the presentation, and we are going to work the presentation together and inform you, because God's people perish for lack of knowledge. And I'm telling you, it's just a good thing. It's just a good thing when you're looking at a company that's rated high with integrity, you know what I mean, delivers. And, you know, I'm proud to be a part of it. I'm proud to be a part of it. You know, my mother, Pastor Evelyn Westfield, has been a member for the last 20-some years, okay? And just everybody needs to know. And so come on Monday at 7:30, bring some family members and friends with you, and come and listen. Just come and listen and be informed and take it from there, all right? So that's this Monday, September the 20th at 7:30 via Zoom, amen? in Jesus' name. All right. And so otherwise than that, send us out a text if you'd like us to send you the Zoom link, because we're going to have two. We're going to have one now, and we're going to have another one in October. This one here is basically for the ministry and our family and friends. You know, nobody's excluded. But then we want to, like, take it to a higher notch in October and then invite all our Facebook friends, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? But nobody is excluded on this meeting on Monday, okay, at 7:30. So we'll send you out the link. Amen. Reach out to us. Amen. Via email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com or by telephone 267-719-3386. Amen. All right. Now, we'll be back on tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon. Beloved, we may begin our services at 11:30 starting moving forward, because I think I want to do a half an hour of praise and worship first, and then we will start exactly at 12 o'clock with our service. Amen. So that's the minor adjustment that we're going to be making tomorrow. So if you just want to get into the mode of praise and worship, call in at 11:30. Amen. But the services will begin promptly at 12. All right. Bless the Lord. If you would like to sow into the word of God on today, amen. Glory be to God, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Because when we sow into the word, amen. Hallelujah. It's the only guarantee we have in life that you'll receive. Amen. An increase and a harvest. Several ways that you can sow. Amen. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org and hit the donate button, lifewordjesus.org. We also have Cash App. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, Life Word Jesus. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, P-A, 19038. Amen. Amen and amen. And thank you so much. Amen. For your giving. The gospel is free, but we know it takes money to do ministry, and the workman is worthy of the hire. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. We want to thank all of our precious prayer partners for your service to the ministry this week. Thank you for serving at the prayer altar. Amen. Thank you for serving as prayer intercessors. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. All of you have come and served with your creativity. Amen. And sharing of your readings, your writings, amen, hallelujah, your teachings. We thank God for you, and we pray for you always, amen. From the bottom of my heart, we thank God for you. We're looking forward to next week, amen. Next week is going to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful grand week, amen. But we're going to take it there one day at a time, and we're not going to move too fast. Amen. I like to say we take life one step at a time. Amen. Because that's the only way we're going to get through it. Amen. But as Minister Norwood so eloquently, amen, shared with us today, amen, hallelujah, that God's going to bring you through it. Amen. Hallelujah. Just do what the Lord tells us to do. Amen. Obey God and leave the consequences to him. Amen. It's been my extreme pleasure. When God wakes me up 1, 2 o'clock every morning, at one time about 15 years ago, I'm going to tell you the truth, I would not be responding. I would get up and go back to bed. I was not an early morning person at all. I mean at all. Okay, I'll be burning my candles at both ends. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Raising the children and glory be to God and all that. Y'all know how it is. Amen. Glory be to God. But I was not an early morning person. I would sleep in the morning to the last minute and get up and do what I need to do. Serve at 6 o'clock in the morning. You got to be kidding. And then, God, you want to wake me up anywhere from 1 to 3 and talk to me prior to me coming? Woo! But let me tell you now, it is my pleasure. I mean, absolute, sincere pleasure. Amen. To serve you. Amen. As I serve the Lord. Thank you so much for your prayers for me and for this ministry. Amen. Please reach out to us. Send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Let us know if we can pray for you. Amen. Let us know what your prayer requests are. We meet at the prayer altar 10 times a week. Amen. Two times a day, Monday through Fridays, and we will put your petitions on that altar. And let me tell you something about the history and testimony of this ministry. That we have a track record of the Lord answering. That the Lord will answer. You hear what I'm saying? Glory, because he said, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Ah, my God. He said, then, amen, I will hear from heaven and I will heal the land. Well, it's time for some healing to take place. Amen. It's time, hallelujah, for some stuff to take place. Amen. So we blessed be the name of Jesus. All right, all right, all right. Everybody have a wonderful day, a glorious day, a victorious day. Amen. Whatever you do, keep Jesus on your mind. Keep Jesus on your mind. Amen. Go into the word today and see what impressions you can get. Reach out to me. Amen. You know what? Maybe you might say, you know what? I would like to bring a word. One thing about me, as the Holy Spirit lead me, I believe in giving people opportunities. Why? Because my mother, who is also a pastor, amen, gave me one. That's what she does. She gives all of her ministers opportunities. See? Give them an opportunity. Yeah, you might mess up, but come on and teach this Bible study. You might mess up, but come on. You know what I mean? Because sometimes we have to get that practice. Now I can stand up on my feet with the help of the Lord. You call me at the last minute. I just got to dig deep, and the Holy Spirit always brings something out. Why? Because that's the training, amen, that my mother afforded me. I am the same type of person. If you feel that you in your heart that you have a message you like to bring to a global audience such as this one, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Just call me, text me. I'm the Texan queen. Amen. Glory be. Send us out an email. Let's talk. Amen. We'll give you an opportunity. Amen. We'll give you an opportunity. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God. Thank you for your servant. Father God, thank you for a rich, rich word, as usual, rich impressions. Father God, we thank you that your word will never return into you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Father God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we're going to do today, Father God, help us to be in the right place at the right time and help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Oh, Father God, we ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death, cancel accidents, incidents, accidents, Father. Father God, we thank you for your grace, your mercies, and your covering, the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us going in and coming out. We say thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, we ask that you will bless our minister Norwood as she prepared for her presentation on Monday. Father, we thank you for filling the house. For filling the house, Father God, with people that's coming to hear, not people that's coming to cut stuff down and criticizing it, Father God, but just coming to support and hearing, Father God. For you say your people perish for a lack of knowledge. But Father God, we say them days is over. We are no longer where we used to be, but we're moving forward, and Father God, into where you have already ordained us to be. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, we're going back to where you first told us to go initially, as our sister so profoundly shared with us on today. And we say thank you. Now, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, our Lord and our Savior. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, God. We say thank you. We say thank you. Hallelujah. And we decree and we declare, hallelujah, that Satan is defeated and darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of lords. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face to shine on you and to be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and to give you peace. Amen. Beloved, amen, amen, and amen. Again, amen, hallelujah, everybody, hallelujah. Have a wonderful, 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 wonderful day and a wonderful weekend. If you're available tomorrow, come on back and share with us. And if not, we're here every morning at 6 a.m., amen, serving you a hot spiritual breakfast. As Minister Norwood said, we serve a spiritual God, amen. His book is a spiritual book. And we are a spiritual people. Amen. We are spirits. Amen. Having a human experience. And let's learn how to balance it. Amen. And live that successful, victorious life in Jesus' name.
Love you. Love you, love you, love you, love you.
My soul, Savior. My soul, Savior. Through your will.
Come on, do you know it? Just sing it with me.
My soul, Savior. Where you lead me, I will follow. When you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me how to know your ways.
Can I take it again?
Where you lead me, I will follow. When you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me to know your way. Whatever it takes, whenever you want, what moment you choose, whatever you plan, oh, my Lord, let your will be done in me. So be my guide, be my light, be my way, be my will. Oh, my Lord, please lay your...
Let me take it again.
So be my light and be my guide, be my way, be my way. Oh, my Lord, come later. My soul, Savior,
everybody, everybody.